The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen this story about Dublin's four local authorities who are going to meet this month to commence what they're calling a drive for national legislation to enable councils to implement a tourist tax. We're going to speak to a member of a county council who wants to do exactly that in just a moment. But first, I want to get a sense of how this works, or I want to give you a sense of how this works in other countries. Crispian Barmer is with me. Crispian is a Reuters chief correspondent for Italy. Crispian, thanks a million for joining us here on the show. So can you talk me through how the tourist tax works there?
Yeah, I mean, it was introduced in 2011 during the financial crisis, just a way to raise more money. And basically, the government said that municipalities could put some a little tax on hotel bills. It varies. It's not uniform. It varies from city to city and tax to tax. So the most tourists would be paying would be 10 euros a night per person in a luxury hotel, say, in Rome or in Venice. In smaller places, that tax might go down to 3 euros a night. In Rome, if you're going to go to a three-star hotel, it's probably about 6 euros a night. And you have to pay it when you arrive, normally in cash. And I think the government or the municipalities now raise between themselves more than €1 billion a year from this. So it's a good chunk of change. Obviously, you know, no taxes are popular, but I haven't seen any major, you know, complaints about it. And judging by how many hundreds of thousands of tourists there are flowing through the streets of Rome right now, it's not really putting people off.
So it's not necessarily a contentious issue then in Italy.
Well, I'm sure when it was introduced, people would have complained. I'm sure that tourist boards would have said that it's going to, you know, persuade people, visitors, to go to other countries, other cities. But, you know, nowhere else in the world has got a Venice or, you know, a Rome. So people are still coming in by the millions. Tourist numbers are rising. And I haven't seen anywhere any study to suggest that people aren't coming here because of the tourist tax. I mean, if you're going to stay in a five-star hotel in Venice, an extra 10 euros a night for the privilege of being in, you know, one of the most beautiful cities in the world doesn't seem to be a big ask.
And then that money that is accrued by the tax, and as you say, you know, different levels of it applied in different parts of the country, it I assume then is what, ring-fenced and spent only within that municipality, is it?
Yeah, it's meant to be sort of ploughed back into particularly kind of tourist or infrastructure projects in the region. So I think that Lazio, where Rome is, it gets something like 300 million euros a year from this tax. And that money is meant to go back into infrastructure projects that will help tourists. Whether it all does, I don't know, but that's the plan.
Let me introduce Paul Kranz as well, who's a journalist with The Local in Germany. Paul, how does the tourist tax work there?
Yeah, I think it sounds pretty similar to what we were just hearing. I'm not super familiar with all the details here, but basically what I know is a lot of German cities have implemented this. Basically, like, you could think of it like a VAT tax rate, right? Since 2010 in a lot of different places. And it's usually around 7% or so. And basically, it's something that the hotels are collecting from guests when they come into the city to stay.
And is that when they collect it then, Paul? Is that the experience? I mean, you know, in terms of the mechanics, is it when you book it, or if you book it through an agent, how is it paid? Is it when you turn up on the spot?
Yeah, I just had a personal experience with this recently. The other weekend, I went down to Baden-Württemberg to go to a little spa town, and I stayed in a hotel. And if you're booking like a hotel on booking.com, for instance, that's what I usually do, then I got a note and it was like, so the total price of the hotel is, say, 150 euros. And you know that going into it. But then what I paid online was like 12 euros less than that. And there was a note saying, you know, when you show up at the hotel, they're going to ask you for that 12 euros in cash. And that's the tourist tax. And so when I showed up, they collected the 12 euros from me. And in exchange, they gave me this little card. It was basically like a coupon card. And they let me know, you know, you can use this. If you go to this restaurant, you get a discount. If you go to this spa, you can stay an extra hour. So they're like kind of giving you a few extra little perks in exchange for this tax that they have to collect.
And tell me, is there or has there been any controversy associated with the tax? Anybody pushing against it? Anybody suggesting that it drives tourists away from Germany?
I think it would be hard to argue that at this point, honestly. I'm sure that like the hotel associations and business associations weren't happy with this. As we were hearing before in Italy, probably similarly, it's like nobody wants extra tax, right? Just in general. But I think from the tourist side, like as a visitor, you're not really looking into this. It's just, you know, it's written into the price that you see when you make the booking.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's really affecting that side of business much.
And Crispian, can I just ask you about that as well, about how it's collected? Is it collected like that when you pay, you know, months or weeks in advance of your stay? Is it collected in cash when you turn up, or how is it done?
I mean, again, I've just had a similar experience that when I turned up at a place, they asked for the cash then and there. I don't remember, I think this was an Airbnb. I don't remember Airbnb site saying, you know, you will pay the you will have to pay when you arrive, or that, you know, they lopped any money off the fee they were advertising, but you pay when you arrive. And I think that's one thing that some of the hotels complain about, because it's added bureaucracy that then they've got to collect the cash and feed it into the municipal coffers. But yeah, it's on arrival.
Well, Helen Ogbu is with us as well, who's a Labour councillor for Galway County Council. Helen, I understand you're in favour of the introduction of a tourist tax like this here. Is that right?
Hi, Kieran. Good afternoon, and thanks for having me on this programme. Yes, I am in support of it, and actually proposed the motion last year in September for the introduction and piloting of this initiative, and it was well received. So I'm in support of it.
And how do you imagine it working here? Is there a certain amount you'd imagine the tourists would pay? Do they pay it at hotels? Do they pay it on all services that they avail of in and around Galway? Talk me through what you imagine it to be.
Well, what I'm planning, it's to look into a pilot, and we're going to come up with a proposal. But the proposal is around a 1% property tourism tax. And like listening to Paul and also to Christine, we can see that this is standard practice across Europe and the OECD. And we can see that even like traveling to places like Barcelona, it's all introduced. So it is going to be through the hotels. It will be taxed through the hotel's accommodation, just like what he said.
Okay, so if it's 150 quid a night and I'm staying in Galway 10 nights, it's 15 euro would be added to my bill that would be collected. And I assume, Helen, much like Crispian described in Italy, the money then ring-fenced, and that money spent in Galway by Galway County Council specifically. Is that the idea?
That's correct, Kieran. And like, Galway is the second most visited city in Ireland after Dublin. We welcome over 2.1 million tourists each year. And we are one of the least funded local authorities in the country with Tier 5 funding. So we need funding which will be ring-fenced to the tourism sector.
And sorry, Helen, sorry to cut across you. Is that exactly how you imagine it being ring-fenced? That it's not just ring-fenced for Galway County Council and they spend it whatever way they want, that specifically this money, that if I go and stay in Galway and I pay this tourist tax, that money then is spent on the tourism sector or on things that might bring more tourists to the city. It might be spent on kind of cleaning streets, or it might be spent on other stuff as well. But, you know, the money's not going to be spent on a traffic light system in Uachtaráid.
No, Kieran. It's not going. It's going to be ring-fenced specifically for tourism purposes. Like, it's going to support the cleaning of the streets, waste management, cultural venues as well. Like, we are thinking of, we're working on the museum. We're trying to renovate the museum. And that is one of the places that we have our international visitors going to. We are also looking at improved public spaces as well, and improved public facilities.
And do you worry?
It's not just about art. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you worry, Helen, at all that that Ireland maybe already has a reputation as being an expensive tourist destination. Now, there's still plenty of tourists coming here, but that eventually something will tip it over the edge. You know, that we don't have... It's easy to do this, as Crispian described, it's easy to do this in Italy. There's only one Venice. There's only one Colosseum. You can do it in somewhere like France. There's only one Eiffel Tower. But, you know, not to denigrate Galway, and I live in another tourist town in Kilkenny, so, you know, we're really reliant on tourism. But it's maybe easier not to go to Ireland if it gets more expensive than it is not to go to France or Italy.
Well, I would say, Kieran, that it's not going to deter people from coming to Ireland. People don't come because they are coming. They are coming for a purpose. So there's something that attracts them to Ireland and to Galway. So by introducing a modest tourism levy, every visitor will contribute and we improve the facilities and enhance the quality of their coming, their visit to Galway. So it's a fair approach that will keep Galway thriving as a world-class destination. So what we're trying to do is, what brings people to Galway? What brings people to Ireland? How can we make sure that we improve on those facilities and keep them coming?
Well, if you've got a view on this, I want to hear it. 087 1400 106. Helen, thank you. Helen Ogbu is a Labour councillor for Galway County Council. Crispian Bammer is the Reuters chief correspondent for Italy. And Paul Krantz is a journalist with The Local in Germany.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.